Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our devotions through the book of Ecclesiastes. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to these devos. You can also read them as well, as you well know, and pass them on if you believe they would be helpful to another person. So the seasons of life are threaded together by high times and hard times. The great joys that come with relationships and wedding days and a baby's entrance into the world are woven with low times as well. Broken relationships lead to broken hearts. Death of dreams disappoint. Divorce ends a marriage. A grieving wife buries her husband. A husband holds his wife's hand and sings her favorite songs as she slips into eternity. The heart, it's a muscle, but it seems to be made of elastic, right? As it is stretched and pulled in different directions throughout the hills and valleys of life. So how do we respond? Well, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes 7:14 says this, "In the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of adversity, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything that will be after him." Let me read that again. "In the day of prosperity, be joyful. And in the day of adversity, remember that God has made the day of prosperity and the day of adversity. He made them both. And we don't always understand God's ways and his work." So our response, Solomon reminds us, is trust. God is the God of high times and low times. He's there rejoicing with us in times of prosperity when things are going really well, the times when our heart is bursting with thanksgiving. We trust him and we say, "God, you are good." God's there in the hard times. He's there through sobs and sorrow, through the deep pain of grief, through the treatments and the doctor's news that it's not so good. Some will try to tell us why the hard times come. There'll be men and women, sometimes godly men and women, who claim to know the ways of God, but they do not. Some things will happen in our life that we'll never figure out. Job, a man who knew both blessing and tragedy, confessed that, he said this, "God does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things." Job 5:9. Isaiah said that God's understanding is unsearchable. Isaiah 40, verse 28. And at the end of a chapter describing God's sovereignty in Romans, Paul could only break out in praise for God's unsearchable judgments and his incomprehensible ways. So let's use that doxology in Romans 11, 33 through 36. Let's use that as our ending prayer. "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how unscrutable his ways! For who knows the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever." We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.